trails to you.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy.
Until we meet again.
Back your way with Community Conversation on the Morning Show right here. Fresh in the Country was sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. And our update at 9 is next from ABC News. Sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden alongside world leaders in Europe today. The president will be meeting with Pope Francis, the Pope addressing the dangers of AI at the G7 summit and urging developers to use the technology to serve humanity. South Florida in the middle of a furious flash flood emergency. Rain has been falling since Tuesday and is expected to keep falling throughout the day today. Part of the building on the campus of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, being demolished beginning today. U.S. Supreme Court may be out with some big decisions today, including one involving homelessness.
We're also waiting to see from the justices whether cities and states can penalize people for sleeping outside. It's the biggest case on homelessness in more than 40 years. The justices could decide whether cities can use ticketing to get people off the streets.
ABC's Devin Dwyer, the justices could also release a decision today on whether presidents, including Donald Trump, should have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution. This is ABC News. In about an hour, the Supreme Court is set to release rulings in more cases, and among the biggest decisions still to come could be today, the one over former President Trump's claim that presidents have absolute immunity over prosecution. ABC's Brian Clark.
The government acknowledged presidents are granted broad immunity, but attorney Michael Dreeben argued that Donald Trump and his lawyers were going too far.
This court has never recognized absolute criminal immunity for any public official.
Trump attorney John Sauer argued the threat of prosecution inherently conflicts with the president's duties.
That looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed.
This decision will impact future presidents. Brian Clark, ABC News.
LinkedIn is now helping its users put AI to work in finding jobs. Premium subscribers getting access to tools to help them write resumes, cover letters, and kick off job searches, all with very few prompts. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish or choose a bluegill dinner, all complete with potato and salad bar. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday at 4 p.m. on Sundays. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
This hour's keyword in the Text to Win contest from Civic Media. And by the way, this is the last day of that contest. This hour's word is freedom. Freedom, that's the word. So text that in and find your station when you download the Civic Media app in the Google or Apple stores. Hit the text button, hit the word again, freedom, for this hour. And we hope that you're a winner. Good luck from your Civic Media stations.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
A high in the low 80s today. Very pleasant conditions. North winds between 5 and 12 miles per hour. Tonight, increasingly cloudy, a low of 55. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers possible, especially near and after the noon hour. With any rain accumulations minor Saturday, a high of 78. Saturday night, mostly cloudy. Periods of rain possible with occasional thunder. A low of 67. Sunday, mostly cloudy. Very warm and humid. Scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high of 88.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Order your books here, and I give you a discount. That's the way it works at Old Cooch Books and Libations, and I have free shipping to any place in the United States. Old Cooch Books, the full-service bookstore, downtown Richland Center.
Don't let your logic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
On our morning show from WRCO today, we're talking about the many events going on in our great community this weekend. And one of them we haven't had a chance to touch on this week, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society Happy Tales Dog Walk, which is going on this very weekend. And Jane Muller is here, Dog Adoption Coordinator for the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Jane, I think maybe for this event, you may be hitting a home run with the weather tomorrow in the morning.
Oh, we certainly hope so, because, of course, we've had a lot of rain this last week on and off, but now it looks like it's going to be dry, so looks like it's going to be a good day for people to come out with their pets and have some fun.
We'll give you some basics of that and some things to know about that, but first of all, Jane, maybe we can start out by talking a little bit about the history of Okooch Mountain Humane Society.
Sure. The history goes back to 2001. A group of individuals decided to get together and form the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. And we've progressively grown the organization. It's a 501(c) corporation, nonprofit, located in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And it's up on Clarkson Street in Richland Center. And they have a big cat shelter up there, 3,000 square feet currently. And, of course, that was purchased in 2015 and remodeled totally. So there are many nice cats up there with a committed staff of volunteers that take care of them. Cat Arbogast is the manager of that shelter. And we do not have a dog shelter at the current time, and we rely on foster people to take in dogs, help with training, and they're a very important part of the dog program, and their input is crucial in finding the right home for the dog.
If someone is listening, Jane, and they're interested in being a foster for a dog, what are some things they need to do or be aware of?
Well, first, they They need to just love animals. They need to provide both the physical care and also emotional care for a dog coming into the foster care program. They basically don't have to provide anything as far as food. Okooch Mountain Humane Society pays for all supplies, vet care, medication, leashes, harnesses. So we provide those items to them, and they provide basically the care and the love until the dog is placed.
Do you take input from them? Like, for instance, this would make a good dog for an older couple, or this would make a great dog for kids, people with kids.
Right. There's a screening process that we do with all applicants. They have to, of course, submit an application. We do home visits. We check them out to make sure they're good individuals. So that's what we do. And we try to match the dog to the person and get the best home possible for the dog.
Is this just a Richland County thing, or do you service a lot of different counties in Southwest Wisconsin?
We service different counties in Southwest Wisconsin. So we do get dogs occasionally from Sauk County or from Crawford, from Vernon, from the surrounding counties.
You have a lot of good stories, I'm thinking, through the years, too, don't you, where people have met their best friends?
Oh, yes. We usually help between 10 and 15 dogs a year, so we do have a small dog program, but we provide TLC to all the dogs that come our way and try to find them permanent homes so that they don't end up in foster care again.
Events like the one you have coming up on Saturday, the Happy Tails Dog Walk, these are some of the things during the year that can help toward the cause. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. And basically, the purpose for our dog walk is just to have fun. We want people to come out with their dogs. We are going to have just a great time walking the trails or being in the dog park. And the second reason is to promote the foster program, and we will have information available out at the dog park regarding foster care. We're going to have events out there, and our big event is going to be we're having a dog trainer out there by the name of Dave Barron, and he has over 15 years of experience with training dogs, both in the field and for obedience. And he is placed in competitions for obedience. So if anybody wants to ask him questions about dog behavior, please come out and do so. We also are going to have an agility course for people to try out in the dog park. And, of course, we're having the walk along the Pine River or the Industrial Park for people that are less inclined to uneven terrain. We're having refreshments. We're going to have free water and free dog treats provided by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. And snacks are going to be available for humans, too. Dog apparel, collars, leashes, and harnesses will be for sale. We're going to have free dog giveaways, Furminators, which help with grooming and other gifts. And information on becoming a foster friend is going to be available. And general Okooch Mountain Humane Society information.
Why do you feel events like this are important, Jane?
I think it's important that people are aware that we do work with dogs because we do have a lot of cats that we work with. So I think sometimes we're sort of overlooked on the dog side of things. But we do help, again, between 10 and 15 dogs a year. And that's pretty consistent over the history of the organization since 2001. And again, all these dogs either have to be in a foster care situation or we have to kennel them. And we really would much prefer to have dogs with humans in a foster care environment because they learn more. A dog in a kennel, you can't work with them on any issues they may have, such as pulling on the leash, or any other issues that might crop up. Some dogs don't need much work at all when they come into foster, and they're darn near perfect when they come in. And I would say that a lot of dogs are that way. Sometimes house training is involved, and of course a dog doesn't get house trained sitting in a kennel. So again, the foster program is very important to us, and we really are looking for more foster staff so we can help more dogs.
Dave Barron, the person that will be there tomorrow, can give you some advice and things like that. And you don't necessarily have to have your dog present, but you know, he can give you some advice and maybe some things that you can do down the road to help out, right?
Oh, definitely. You know, if your dog gets nervous or doesn't do well with other dogs, please feel free to come out without your dog and, you know, talk with Dave Barron. Enjoy the park. You know, we would love to have you.
Tell me about the Woodman Dog Park and how people can find that.
Well, the Woodman Dog Park is located at 287 Industrial Drive, Richland Center. And if you take Highway 80, you can find it. If you're coming from Richland Center, you go north on Highway 80 and turn on Industrial Drive. And there's a sign there, and there's a bridge, and it crosses the Pine River. If you're coming from the north, then you would take a left turn. If you're coming from the south, you would take a right turn onto Industrial Drive.
People can take advantage of that at all times during the year, then?
Most of the year. If the weather is very wet, either spring or fall, sometimes it is muddy. But it's in pretty good condition right now. We're not supposed to have rain. And so I think that the dog park will be fine for this year's event.
It'll be a fun one tomorrow, again, between 10 and 2. And I think it's just going to be a nice chance for people to learn more about what you do and ask questions there, Jane.
Yes, we're looking forward to having people come out and just have a great time.
You have a lot of events during the year as well. Could you talk about some of those?
Oh, yes. We have a bake sale that we've had already this year. We're going to have a rummage romp later on this summer. We're going to have the Pause for the Holiday event, which is before Christmas. And we have, of course, lots of other things as well. During the year, we always have our lunch wagon at certain times of the year, which is parked over by the community center for people to enjoy Chicago dogs, brats, and Polish sausage. So anyhow, you can look for those events in the paper. They're usually advertised, and we'd love people to come out for those other events as well.
Proceeds go toward the shelter and different things through the year, because I'm sure it's not cheap to board these animals during the year, is it?
No, especially if we have to board them at a shelter, or not at a shelter, sorry. If we have to board them at a kennel, some of the vets do provide kenneling services for the dogs. But again, that can be $25, $30 a day for a kennel. Mm-hmm. So again, much better for us to have foster people. Of course, there's usually work to be done on dogs when they come in. A lot of them need to be spayed and neutered, and we believe in spaying and neutered all of our animals before placement. And a lot of times there's vet care, too. We had a little dog come in named Coco. Coco was an abandoned dog from Cocomanjo Road, west of town. She was a tiny little dog. She had lost all of her hair. She was very thin, and she required a lot of work to get back to being a healthy dog. Luckily for Coco, she was adopted by an elderly woman in Madison and is living the good life now.
Well, that's great. She landed on her feet, so to speak.
Right, she did.
So in terms of adoptions, then again, it's not just Southwest Wisconsin that adopts your dogs and pets, is it?
Well, we usually advertise on Pet Finder, and Pet Finder, you can target your search, so you can just put in your zip code, and then it will show you the dogs closest to you, and then expand from there. So our dogs are always advertised on Pet Finder and also in the papers, and we've had good results with finding homes for these dogs.
If people are interested and so inclined, is there a place where they can make donations toward the cause?
Yes, just go to our website. It's omhumanesociety.org. And there is a site on there where you can become a member. You can make donations. So check out our website.
Local food pet pantry too, right? You know, as far as needing food for all
yes,
your animals and everything.
Yes. And we also provide sometimes, it just depends on what comes in. Sometimes we'll ask for specific gifts of money to help with supporting animals that have incurred a lot of expenses because of needing expensive procedures and such. One time we had a dog that was a Great Pyrenees that was found by someone over in, I do believe it's Crawford County. And that dog had been hit by a car, had a broken leg, had a broken pelvis, and we incurred the cost of stabilizing that dog. And the dog had to be taken to Madison, seen by the emergency vet services, and that was all expensive just to get the dog stabilized. So we did get donations for her in order to help offset those costs.
I see. So, you know, there are some sad stories, but there certainly are some happy endings, too, sometimes.
Oh, there's great endings. You know, we just placed a dog named Ember, and she was a golden doodle to a lovely couple up in Stevens Point. She's doing very, very well. And again, we couldn't have done all of this without our wonderful foster people that donated their time and energy towards getting her on the path to a better home.
If someone is listening and they're interested in a pet, can they arrange some sort of face-to-face meeting then?
Oh, yes, yes. And we do have a dog line that people can call. It's 1-608-604-7848. And you can call that line. You can also go to our website. And then you can also apply for a dog through our website. So we do have applications for adoption online.
And cat adoption as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, cat and dog.
People can set that up as well. Mm-hmm. We hope people will come out. Again, ample hours there to kind of see what it's all about. Anything else you'd like to add about tomorrow's walk, Jane?
Well, I don't think so. I just hope we have a good day, and I hope we get a lot of people coming out to support our Humane Society, because Okooch Mountain Humane Society is great for the community, and it's a worthy society. So, you know, please come on out, and also, come out for other events, too. We really, really appreciate your patronage.
Well, the community is very, very fortunate to have Okooch Mountain Humane Society in our area, Jane. So thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Jane Muller joining us. And again, we hope that you'll be a part of the Happy Tales Dog Walk at Woodman Park tomorrow from 10 until 2. Lots of great chances for you and your dog to enjoy some treats and some information as well. Our morning show continues with more community events to spotlight in just a moment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community.
The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Replacement calves are lower, slaughter cows steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $625 per head, heifer calves up to $270. Holstein slaughter cows range from $1 to $1.30. We had two thin dairy cows at $92, beef cow $130 to $143. Holstein and Guernsey feeder heifers sold from $130 to $134. Black 12 to 1,350-pound steers range from $144 to $150. 55 and a pair of 375-pound crossbred steers at $310. We had a package of 31 295 Holstein steer calves sell at $305. Cattle were active at last Friday's feeder sale with a smaller turnout of buyers. The number of feeder steers and heifers being offered is getting smaller as most of the offerings have already been sold. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, June 21st. Contact Darren Colton or Jim if you have cattle to sell. We'll come out to your farm, give you a quote on what your cattle could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola isn't the biggest or the fanciest, but we will get the job done for you.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
This hour's word in the civic media text to win statewide contest is freedom. You want to text that if you haven't had a chance to and be in on the grand prize drawings, which will be held today. It's final day of the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. Lots of things going on this weekend. As we mentioned, coming up, we'll talk about Taste of the Hills, more specifically the music that will be there as the closing band. Dan Lepien will join us on the line in just a little bit and talk about his music.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Taste of the Hills is coming up this weekend in Richland Center, and among the guests, Kelly Long will be there, and Dan Lepien as well. Dan is joining us on the phone. Dan, we're looking forward to seeing you at Taste of the Hills.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. So tell us a little bit about your background. Where were you born and raised?
Born and raised in Sauk City, Wisconsin. And my parents lived, or they still live in the Spring Green area. So pretty close by. I moved out to the Oconomowoc area and now Palmyra, though, the past, 8 years or so.
How long have you been making music?
Well, I'm 31. I've been playing guitar since I was about 10 or 11 and pretty much been making music since then. I did a lot of variety of different rock bands and stuff when I was a teenager and in my early 20s, but I've been doing the country thing for about 6 years now, and I plan on just kind of doing that the rest of my life, making that my career, because it's been a great time.
I know you'll be playing a few times in the area. Aren't you a part of the Sauk County Fair this summer as well?
Yeah, we get to open for Randy Houser at Sauk County Fair July 13th. So really stoked on that one.
Have you had other opportunities, too, where you've shared the stage with some big names and headliners?
Yeah, we've gotten a couple really, really awesome opportunities. We got to open for Clint Black at the Crystal Grand last summer. So that was really neat, man. He was one of the guys who made me want to play traditional country music, you know. So that was a great experience. We got to open for Shenandoah as well a few years ago at Watertown River Fest. So that was awesome as well.
There's nothing like those festivals in the state of Wisconsin in the summer, is there?
Yeah, man. It, you know, they cram it all into 3 months pretty much, and it gets wild. But there's nothing better, man. When you got weather like we have, you know, the rest of the year, it makes the summer extra special. So.
Well, you know, hearing your music and your voice, I know people have probably compared you to some. I mean, you've got almost like a little bit of a George Strait feel in some of your songs, don't you?
Oh, thank you, man. I've gotten that a couple times, and yeah, that's you can't go wrong with that. I'll take that as a great compliment.
Is he one of your influences as well?
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, basically George Strait, you know, Alan Jackson, a lot of the stuff that I grew up on, the 90s and even going back further, you know, the 80s, anything that just kept it straight up traditional country has been kind of in my wheelhouse, I guess.
Tell me about your band that we'll see in Richland Center on Saturday, Dan.
Yeah, so we got a 5-piece band, all folks here from Wisconsin, from basically Deerfield down to Racine, is how I put it. We got a fiddle player, Jess Lex, and she's just, she steals the show every time, man. She's amazing. And we got a guitar player, Doc Bromberg. He's from New Berlin, and I always say he's about the finest chicken picking country guitar picker you could find in Wisconsin, man. He sounds like he should be down in Nashville playing on sessions and stuff. And then we got Andrew Lynch on the drums and Matt Vollmer on bass, and they're both in the Racine area, and they're just incredible guys, incredible musicians as well. So it's a great group.
Is it a busy summer for Dan Leppin and the band?
Oh yeah, man. I think we got like 25 shows or something coming up between now and end of August or mid-September, something like that. So yeah, man, we'll be out, you know, spreading them out. You know, we're going all the way down to Tennessee at one point. So we're spreading them out, but if you check danlepine.com, we probably have something in your area if you're listening in Wisconsin. And yeah, man, we've got at least a show every week or two.
Well, let's talk about your music. You've been making music, writing some songs, some personal things. You know, do you try to have a goal to write songs, or, you know, do they just kind of come to you?
Well, I try to just write something that I would want to listen to is kind of the goal. And so far, you know, most of the songs that I've ended up actually recording and releasing have been stuff that have been, you know, true stories, things I've seen, or, you know, things I've lived. And I've been able to release a lot of, you know, personal songs so far, which is kind of fun in a way. You know, it's like, it feels good to put something out like that that's personal, that, and then other people relate to it. You know, there's nothing cooler than connecting with fans and stuff on the original music. You know, that's a special feeling.
I presume you and the band have stopped at a few quick trips along the way, haven't you?
Yeah. Speaking of songs that hit home, hey, yeah, man. I mean, I go to Quick Trip, you know, a little too much probably, but they are loyal. They're there for you, man. I mean, every show, you know, whether I'm going to a show or coming back from a show, there's always a Quick Trip on the way. So, they keep us going, and we love them.
Hmm. They didn't sponsor the song or anything, did they?
No, I just I liked the song enough where I was like, I just wrote the song for my discography, you know. I'm like, I'm just putting this on my CD. But they were playing it in their in-store radio for a while. And then they ended up helping me out with a little deal about a year after I released the song. So recently here, they've helped me out with a little bit of an endorsement deal where I just have to make some Quick Trip posts here and there, and they've given me some Quick Trip gift cards, and yeah, so they've been really, really cool about it.
Oh, that is awesome. When you record these songs, do you do them? Do you have a studio there, a home studio, or do you head to Nashville once in a while?
Well, the first two CDs I did all down in Nashville, basically. But I've been recording in Minnesota more recently. I met a guy named Greg Huberty through the Midwest Country Music Organization, and we just kind of hit it off. He's just a great dude, and he's got a great taste in music. His music taste aligns with mine, I should say, anyways. And we've been working together for about a year and a half. We put out a couple acoustic versions of previously released songs. I did a couple videos with them, acoustic videos, and then the title track on the second CD I actually did with him, and then I had him remaster the previous songs that had been done down in Nashville. So and then the debut full-length album we started to work on, and that'll probably be out in the middle of 2025, but that one I'm doing with him as well. And we have Nashville players on it, though, so they actually are able to record the stuff remotely from their home studios or from wherever they do their recording.
So have you had much radio airplay, Dan?
Not nearly enough, I'll tell you that.
Well, we're going to change that then.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. No, we've gotten some of the stations that'll play the independent artists. We've done okay, but I mean, we'll always take more, man.
All right. So you're playing in Richland Center on a Saturday night at Taste of the Hills, a big event going on. I know people are really looking forward to it, and you're looking forward to being here, I'm sure. And I guess you'd probably just like to encourage people to come out and see you Saturday night.
Absolutely. 6:30 to 9, and Kelly Long is opening up for us 4 to 6:30, so come on down whenever, and yeah, it should be a fantastic day. We're really, really looking forward to it. It's always a good time, and in that part of the state, I feel like we get a good response, whether it's, you know, anywhere west of Madison and all the way out to, you know, the La Crosse area. It just seems to have a special thing going on.
Awesome. Well, we'll see you then. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Phil. Appreciate it.
Dan Levine joining us here on WRCO Radio as we broadcast and look ahead toward Taste of the Hills this Saturday. Here's that song about God Bless Quick Trip on the morning show.
Whenever I'm on the go, gotta keep on rolling with the flow. I'll be that king of the road in another town. Pull off a 9 to 4, tanks running a little bit low. Got fuel up the heart and soul, and this is what I found. I'll take a 6-pack of Dunkers, Angus cheeseburgers, sweet caramel coffee buns. Quick Trip. Horses are late again, and that's my cue to offer up a Persian. He loves the ones with the nuts, and just like that, he's acting like we're best friends. It ain't close, man, they're number one. BP, step your game up, son. To the 6-pack of Dunkers, Angus cheeseburgers, sweet caramel coffee buns, hash brown potatoes, roller tomatoes, sunshine. It's never goodbye. See you next time. Here's to the six-pack of Dunkers, Angus cheeseburgers, sweet caramel of coffee buds, the hash brown potatoes, roller tomatoes. Hit me with that nature's touch. Reese's, the breadsticks, the teasers, the one stop for all your love. Man, I just gotta say, man, we just gotta say, oh, yeah, we gotta say, God bless Quick Trip.
Amen, brother.
Dan Lapine and God Bless Quick Trip on WRCO. Taste of the Hills, Saturday from 4 until 9 at Crosco Park in Richland Center. Admission to the event is free and includes the live music from Dan Lapine and Kelly Longband, and also activities for everyone. Tickets will be available at the entrance for $2 each, redeemable at the local food vendors to purchase food and drinks. And they'll have some other festivities as well. In fact, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination will be there with a kids' corner, and there will be some other things. So something for everyone, and lots of great food that you can sample and choose from, and it's a fun event for the whole family. So that is tomorrow night. As if there weren't enough things going on in the weekend. My goodness, lots of things, and hopefully you can kind of dovetail them all together. Maybe attend a little bit of everything, including the rodeo this weekend, the 65th Wisconsin High School State Rodeo Finals, which will get underway again later on today. The slack go-around goes at 1 o'clock, and you don't need a ticket for that. You can just go in and watch and support. And tonight, an important night for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. I know the rodeo committee each year presents a check to Grace, and it's all a benefit of attendance from tonight's Wear Pink for Grace night. Performances tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. Sunday includes Cowboy Church at 8:30, and that's in the Connection Building, and the Queen's Coronation beginning at 11:30, and the last go-around at noon on Sunday. Well, the rodeo parade will be tomorrow, and stepping off in Richland Center at around the 10:30 mark. We'll be there to give you the update from downtown Richland Center on the kind of the play-by-play. So if you're downtown in the area of Court Street there, we'll be involved in that activity tomorrow, the parade. And lots of questions again about the parade and how that's going to run and everything. It's going to be the same route as always. So even with the construction in Richland Center, it's still going to run the same route as always. There is a post-parade party tomorrow at Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and we'll talk about that next on The Morning Show.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
You can't wither Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Guerin State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbos in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Julie Cairns is on the line with us. Julie, you have another special event. It's that time of year for the rodeo parade. How many years have you guys done this at State Farm Insurance?
Well, since we moved down to this new location, so this will be our fourth year. So we've been known as the parking lot party corner, I guess, so, which is a good thing. So I'll take it.
Yes, it is. And it sounds like it gets bigger and better every year, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we try to keep it to the same, you know, traditional things, but at the same time, I think the word of mouth is spreading more and more, which we're very grateful for. So, but yeah, per years past, we're going to keep it with Tiny Acres Farms will show up, some cute farm animals that you can check out. And then, of course, the face painting, ice cream, cheese curds, 4-H is going to step by, and I'm super excited. Rogers Creates will have a new 3D image that will be on the parking lot itself. So word has not been revealed what it is, but it's a surprise, and it looks like it's going to be pretty cool. So, yeah, get your picture taken. Check out Rogers Creates 3D artwork. Yeah, no reason not to pop down. You're already downtown taking in the parade, so come get some refreshments and enjoy the artwork.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what time is the unveiling of that new creation?
Well, the unveiling most likely is probably going to happen on Friday when he's all done. Officially, it'll be on Friday sometime. When it will be, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. So this is a free event. How can you make this a free event?
Well, I guess the biggest piece is we like to give back as best we can. But at the same time, we will have a bucket there if you'd like to write a check to Grace or the Richland Area Community Food Pantry. You know, just having a nice afternoon of, I guess you could say, free time and free goodies. That's our only ask, is if you could consider possibly giving a donation to the food pantry or to Grace.
Those are two of your pet projects, aren't they?
They really are. I mean, I feel like that's something, and I think, you know, you hear this continuously, like this common thread that most people are affected by either one of those at any point in life or could be. So it seems pretty obvious for us to be having those as keystone areas to support.
So it's after the parade, and the whole family is welcome, aren't they?
Yeah, literally, like walk down, the parade's over, walk on down. And again, who does not like ice cream? I've heard that earlier in the morning show. It's like, who doesn't like ice cream? So get some ice cream, cheese curds, get your face painted, check out the artwork. And of course, Tiny Acres Farm Animals, you know, kind of relax and take some pets with some little piggies. So, yeah.
Have you had any inclination of who the Tiny Acres pets will be showing up there? And like my friend, the kangaroos or anybody like that? Have you heard that?
I did hear that. I did hear that the kangaroo will be showing up, and I also heard little piggies in a pool so they can stay cool. And then the rest will be a surprise. Likes to keep that element to the day. So, yeah, we'll see.
Oh, that is awesome. Anything else you'd like to add, Julie?
No, I think, well, excuse me, I say no, but yes. Yeah, please just stop down. And we really just want it to be a very relaxed, casual, free event for people to stop in and enjoy the afternoon in downtown Richland Center, too. So come on down. Support the farmers. And hang out.
Yeah, it's nice to keep them around after the parade. Again, gives them something to do in between and maybe before going to the rodeo in the afternoon.
You got it. That's exactly it. Took the words right out of my mouth, Phil. Thank you.
There's not a lack of things to do in Richland Center this weekend.
That sounds like it. Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier. Right after that, you can head on down to the park for you know, that event as well. So, yes, plenty to do. No excuses. It's summertime. Good old RC.
Well, great, great. Well, thanks for all you do, Julie. We appreciate it. We'll see you Saturday.
Yes, thank you, Phil. See you then.
Julie Cairns from State Farm Insurance. Again, the post-parking lot party follows the parade, the Rodeo Dairy Days Parade, which steps off at 10:30 on Saturday morning in Richland Center.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere. They are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. An event going on tonight, Willow Valley United Methodist Church hosting its annual Strawberry Supper. That happens starting at 4:30 this afternoon, hosted by the joint efforts of the Willow Valley United Women in Faith and the Methodist Men. The dinner will include entrees and desserts made with fresh strawberries, brats, hamburgers, hot dogs, baked beans, potato salad, and ice cream. This is all available for a free will donation. Again, that's a great plan for your Friday meal. For your supper tonight, stop by Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca.
Your attention, please. Frogan's Do It Best retirement sale liquidation is going on now. That's right. Hurry in and save during Frogan's Do It Best store closing sale. Everything goes, including all hardware, power tools, grills, hand tools, appliances, furniture, and more. First come, first serve. After 91 years in business, the Frogan family will retire. Save up to 50% store-wide. Doors open at 8 a.m. daily. Frogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is liquidating to the bare walls, and it's your chance to save like never again. Hurry in today. Sales final. Cash or credit card only. Cash and carry pricing with delivery available. Brogan's Do It Best retirement sale in Boscobel is going on now.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today we talk about some things that maybe have been in the news lately that maybe we don't understand in terms of burials and proper burials. Are there some things that you can and cannot do here in the state of Wisconsin, Mark?
Yeah. So funerals and death are regulated by the states. There's a couple things that the federal government says, but for the most part, the federal government stays out of funerals and final disposition of a human body. So a couple things that I wanted to bring up, because we've seen it lately in the news and on 60 Minutes, are different reports of, I'll just say, human composting is becoming a big thing. And a lot of people are like, I don't understand what that is. And another thing is water cremations. We get a couple of questions on it when it makes the news. So I'm just going to start off with neither one of these things are currently legal in the state of Wisconsin. A water cremation, sometimes it's known as alkaline hydrolysis, is an opportunity for a body, a disposition of a body. And instead of a cremation by fire, it is a cremation through water. So you're still left with bones. You still get your loved one back. You do get some physical part of your loved one back, but it's a cremation done with water and other chemicals as opposed to with fire. So with the cremations that are legal in the state of Wisconsin, we have to use gas. But there are some that have a different component where the person is put in, the alkaline hydrolysis process takes place. A lot of the body actually turns to liquid because bodies naturally are a liquid substance, and they go into the local sewer systems of the municipality, and then you're left with the bones of the individual. So that's one that is actually more, it's gaining a lot of popularity. It's I think it's legal in 30 to 35 states in the United States. Wisconsin is not one of those states. Last year it went before the legislature and it was denied. So it's one of those things that gets brought up. It is not legal in the state of Wisconsin, but I like to bring it up because people do ask about it. It makes the news. Maybe their loved one was in a different state and, you know, maybe it was legal there. The other one that's a little bit more new age is human composting. Sounds kind of different because it is kind of different. So it's not a green burial like we've talked about in the past. It's actually very similar. An individual is put into a pod. It's an above ground pod, and you are put in there with very specific microorganisms, and it takes about 30 days, and a human will be made basically into dirt. So the microorganisms will turn that individual basically into dirt to be returned to their loved ones. The bones are still in there, so the bones still have to be gone through and processed. The interesting part about this is if you think of either a traditional fire cremation or a water cremation, the amount of material that is returned to a family is about the size of a Kleenex box, is what a human ends up being after a cremation of either kind. With a human composting, the amount of material that is returned to a family is equal to about 7 bags of compost if you went to the local hardware store. So it is not a small amount of material that gets returned to the individuals. A lot of the places that do this have pallets and bagging systems to return a tremendous amount of material back to you. So this is not legal in nearly as many states. You're probably only in the 10 to 15 state range, but we do occasionally get a question about it of, I'd like to do this. Well, it's not legal here, but it is in the national news quite a bit of something that's new. It's being tried. If people are interested in it and really want to make it sure it's legal in Wisconsin, you can talk to your legislatures about, you know, alkaline hydrolysis, water cremations, or human composting. Or if you feel that this is something the state of Wisconsin should just not be involved in, also something to let the legislature know, because know that it's a very active conversation down in Madison of something that should we allow to have happen or something that we should not allow to have happen. So it's one of those things. It's not currently happening here, but the alkaline hydrolysis or water cremation is becoming a lot closer to potentially happening. When I say closer, you're probably still looking at a decade or better because things move slowly. But it is something that is potentially on the horizon for the state.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. for answers to the questions you have. Call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of